In past years, excluding 2020, of course, we would meet together inside the church building in the sanctuary in November each year, and we would reverently read the names of the saints who had passed away over the previous year. But for many reasons, we didn't do that in 2020, although we came close. The All Saints Worship Service, which is what we call it, has always been a very meaningful annual tradition that has been treasured and remembered by those who attend. As we get ready today to look at the scripture, please allow me to briefly say a word about what I mean when I use the word saint. For one to be a saint in the Roman Catholic tradition, one must meet very specific miracle-oriented criteria. They must be deceased and be declared a saint or a holy person by the Pope. This is, of course, my understanding of the process. In the Protestant or non-Catholic branch of the Church, scripturally speaking, a saint is most often a living person who strives to follow Jesus, one called to make God the priority in their personal life. A saint, then, is one who is led by God into the world to love and serve the needs of others. Either way, and regardless of the official criteria or process, today, for this memorial service, we're referring to those special persons who passed away and have left behind legacies and lives that will not be forgotten. And although we may differ on exactly what constitutes a saint, clearly, I'm convinced we all can agree that these people who have passed away changed our lives, they changed the lives of others for the better, and still mean the world to us. I'm reading to you today a couple readings from the prophet Isaiah. One reading is from the 25th chapter, the other one is from the 55th chapter. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, a rich food filled with marrow of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations, and he will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And from Isaiah 55, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and it will succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Well, I think it's safe to say we could never have created a map for 2020. Even looking back into the fall of 2019 and trying to remember what was on my mind at the time, I know I could not have predicted having to live a pandemic life for so long. Looking through a window, gazing through a glass dimly at special people I so badly wanted to hold and to hug. After all, Wendy and I almost bought a home on the Hood Canal in Washington and moved away, far away from Yuma. We thought we had our future all in hand. But like I said a few weeks ago, never say never. But much more important than our moving plans is the fact that well over 2 million families now, worldwide, have an empty place at their dinner table and a huge hole in their hearts due to the far-reaching impact of the coronavirus. Then there are the additional families who had to deal with other circumstances, who could only see and touch their loved one through a window by pressing their hand to the other person's hand with a pane of glass separating their flesh. As we all know, the visitor restrictions, they had to rule the day. And in many places, they still are keeping people safe. And then there are the many others, some who will be named in this service today, who were, everything was going along just fine, and their loved one was suddenly taken away from them. I'm reading another piece of scripture from 1 Corinthians 13. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. Okay, I better slow down here for a minute. I know we've heard a lot of readings from the Bible today, and I'm fully aware that we've got several people tuning into this service who are unfamiliar with both the Christian and the Hebrew scriptures. So let me say that right off the bat. Secondly, the prophet Isaiah, the author of those first two readings today, originally wrote hundreds of years ago to a specific group of people in a particular place and at a very rocky and uncertain time in their lives. Most days they were not even sure if they would have a future. But the prophet Isaiah repeatedly reminds them that God is at work in history, that God does have a plan, that God does have a purpose and a future in mind for them. And especially for us today, living in the 21st century, that even the craziness and the uncertainty of the pandemic life is still wrapped up in God's guiding and loving hands. We also heard today, just a few moments ago, from what is often called the love letter written by the Apostle Paul. And what we heard today is the tail end of that letter, which usually gets cursory attention from preachers and teachers. But I want to point out today, Paul's comment about looking through a glass dimly, where here he's saying a couple things. One, he's saying that our human understanding of love, let me say that again, our human understanding of love is just a flicker. It's just a glimpse. It's just a small portion of what it means to be fully loved by God. And secondly, what you and I receive with our senses each day, for example, sight, hearing, touch, smell, is only a small part among the greater life story that so often swirls around us, especially when we have lost someone we dearly love. Finally, certainly most, if not all of us, when we lose a loved one, we deeply feel, sense, and we see great loss, shock, even anger, dread, and total emptiness. Isaiah, among many, many other writers in the Bible, reminds us today that God has things well in hand, even if it seems like God doesn't. Indeed, I picture a large handful of lives in God's capable hands, lives with scars, stories, and sonnets and songs, lives of the saints whom we will recognize in just a few moments. Indeed, 2020, to say the very least, was an extra difficult time to lose someone. So we at Yuma First Church decided to observe and honor the meaningful tradition, that tradition that we have honored for so many years, the tradition of the annual naming of the saints who passed away. Why are we recognizing this tradition? Because we believe that tradition grounds us. Tradition most often brings about meaningful memories. Tradition gives us something to hold on to, especially during times when there are so many moving parts. Traditions and customs often remind us of our roots. And we follow custom, tradition, and ritual simply because we do not have a map. So let us join together as we reverently observe the beautiful tradition of reading names, recognizing lives, and once more, commending them, passing them on, and placing them into God's gracious and loving arms. Let us pray. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of hell and of death. Because I live, you and the saints shall live also. Friends and family, we have gathered here today, online, in all the places where we sit, where we stand, where we run as we hear this service. We're gathered together to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the lives of our loved ones. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss. May God grant us grace, that in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow hope, and in death resurrection. Eternal God, we praise you for the great company of all those who have finished their course in life, who have finished their course in faith, and now rest from their labors. We praise you for all those dear to us whom we name in our hearts and who we will also name in this service before you. Especially today, O God, we praise you for all those whom you have graciously received into your presence. To all these, we ask that you grant your peace. Hear these names. Hear these stories that we now name before you, O God.
Ron Gage had a lot of good friends, was past commander of the VFW, was the Harley-Davidson Santa, and he never ran out of stories to tell. Yes, lots of people loved him and now miss him very much.
Marcia Young. Marcia's family and church were always important to her. She was an avid reader. She enjoyed crocheting. And Marcia loved to be a part of women's organizations.
Elvia Pina was a single mother of three from Chihuahua, Mexico. Great dancer. Loved spending time with all five grandchildren at parks, shopping, and movie theaters. She didn't die with money, but passed with the rich love of her family beside her.
Orion Samarano. Orion loved to be outside. Orion was a free spirit who brought joy to everyone around him.
Dan Meisenheimer was born in Wilcox, Arizona, and was always a cowboy at heart.
Anne Meisenheimer. Anne was a kind and gentle person who loved her family.
Dorothy Irwin, a very dear lady. Because of her Christmas Eve birthday in 1923, she loved to tell people that Santa Claus brought her. She loved to tell people that she was a proud Air Force widow. She loved the color blue. She loved to listen to music. She loved family and loved to talk to anybody and brightened every room she was in.
Paul Miller. Paul was a friendly person who always accepted folks with a smile. Paul loved playing cards with the Del Oro gang. He always made people laugh. Paul enjoyed coming to Yuma each winter, and he made a lot of friends in the last 22 years before his death. Paul enjoyed fishing in his boat on the lake, especially with his wife and grandkids. Most of all, Paul loved his family and that he had God in his life.
Jim Anderson. Jim was a very giving man, appreciated and loved the folks at First Yuma Church, as well as his church in Washington. He was willing to live with pain, that others might live better.
Jane Mitchler. Jane's husband, Mitch, remembers 52 years of love and fun, great times and all the things that you could think of. She was so talented. She had an interest in all things. Some still remember her calligraphy classes at the church. She always showed genuine love and interest whenever she spoke to others. Jane was creative, intelligent, and inquisitive. She was very inquisitive. She was a great conversationalist. She was always a Christian and always a lady, truly a lady. Jane was a very stately lady.
Blanche Arnold. Blanche was witty, funny, challenging, always timely, and filled with clever comments, and she had great facial expressions. She was an angel, according to her husband, Bob.
Ed Connors. Ed passed away into heaven on May 20th, 2018. Ed is still loved. He's still remembered. Ed remembered worshiping at First Church here in Yuma many, many winters. Here's a quote from his wife, Carol. "My heart is still with you. My heart is still with Ed."
Jim Essinger Sr. Jim was a fourth-generation farmer in Ohio. He loved fast cars and anything John Deere. If it wasn't green and yellow, he painted it green and yellow. His common reply was, "Really?" with an inflection that has made it a much imitated response.
Domingo Yoregas. Domingo quietly persevered in his health difficulties. He always had a great smile. He always had a warm greeting for everyone. Personally, I can remember on Sundays when we still gathered in the sanctuary, I did the announcements from the front, and then as I walked back to the back of the church, I always had a greeting and a handshake and a smile from Domingo on my way. We will always remember Domingo for his great smile.
Robert Strom. Although a quiet man, Bob had a sharp sense of humor and would throw out little one-liners when least expected. He was gentle, kind, honorable, and he loved Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Bob also deeply loved his family. With Papa, grandson Drevin had some good memories of fishing, riding on the razor, playing Monopoly, vacation trips, and time spent together. Bob has now joined his Marine brothers to guard the streets of heaven. Semper Fi, Bob.
Diane Wall. Diane was very quiet. She was dependable. Diane enjoyed Hebrew language classes with friends at the library. It was always a special time helping each other. Diane was known as a person who was always fun to be around.
Sarah West, grandmother, mother, wife, good friend. People remember her love and caring attitude and always had time to listen. Folks say her attitude was real, not an act. She always made you feel welcome, even when she disagreed with you. She was a very kind person and loved to laugh. She was so accepting and down to earth, and she had a beautiful smile.
Mary Kathy Prince. Kathy Prince was always grateful when David would bring Parker, his dog, to visit at the rehab facility. Of course, at that time, Parker was her dog. Parker now lives with David. Kathy had a smile and a hug for everyone. She loved her church family, and she was always concerned for others and always concerned for animals.
George Clark, a humble man, he liked to pray with others for healing. He fought his disease for a long time. Some remember George sharing his talents, like painting projects, around their homes.
Patricia Pat Vasher. Pat was sharp. Pat was witty. Pat enjoyed visits. Pat spoke often of her family and of her job as a nurse. Pat was a rock for her family. Pat read and she sewed for pleasure.
Flo Holderness. Flo was a strong farm woman, a pilot, a nurse, and most importantly, a Christian. She was a kind, friendly person and always a joy to speak with.
Gene Holderness. Gene was known as just a great guy. He was a great guy who would do anything for anyone. He was kind, friendly, and he was a person who people always wanted to speak with as well.
Dean Robertson. Dean was fun-loving, smiling, often quiet, and always a joy to be around. He was a gentle giant.
Arlen Tangeman. Arlen was a dependable member of the United Methodist Men. Arlen was what many say a steady Eddie kind of guy. Arlen offered to help with church duties wherever he went. Arlen was someone that you could always count on.
Ted Bruner. Ted was a kind friend, a hard worker, a fellow Yuma Rotarian, involved with his community. He loved to go on fishing trips every June in Wyoming with his three sons and was a great cook. Ted will be missed.
John Dallabetta. John was a music legend in the Yuma community. Coming from a family of musicians and music educators, John will always be remembered for his love and passion of music. He'll also be remembered for educating the young minds of Yuma. Oh God. O God, let perpetual light shine upon them, each one of them, on their families, on their friends, and help us to believe where we have not seen, that your presence may lead us through our years and bring us at last with them into the joy of your home, not made with human hands, but eternal in the heavens, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Finally, O God, we once again commend them to you. We offer them back to you, O God.
God of us all, your love never ends. When all else fails, you still are God. We pray to you for one another in our need, and for all, anywhere, who mourn with us this day. To those who doubt, give light. To those who are weak, strength. To all who have sinned, mercy. To all who sorrow, your peace.
Keep true in us the love with which we hold one another. In all our ways we trust you, O God. And to you, with your church on earth and in heaven, we offer you honor and glory now and forever.
Lord, in the daytime, stars can be seen from deepest wells, and the deeper the wells, the brighter your stars shine. Let each of us find your light in our darkness, your life in our deaths, your joy in our sorrow, your grace in our sin, your riches in our poverty, and your glory in all our ways.
This we pray. Amen.